With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies.
The yeas are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
It's part of a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies. The eyes of the world are upon us.
Many conservatives oppose the foreign funding. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Senate passage is expected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian drones attack Russian energy infrastructure.
Ukraine has launched a series of drone attacks across Russia, which appears to target the country's energy infrastructure. Russian officials say around 50 drones were shot down by air defenses over eight Russian regions close to the Ukrainian border. More than two people died during the overnight barrage. In recent months, Ukraine has increasingly targeted Russian refineries and oil terminals. Ukrainian drone developers have been extending the weapons range for months as they seek to compensate for its military disadvantage in both weaponry and troops. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The House has also passed legislation that would ban TikTok in the U.S. if the popular social media platform's China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. Adding the TikTok measure meant it would be fast-tracked after an earlier version had stalled in the Senate. The bill is going to the Senate now, where it's expected to be signed. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church has lost 25% of its U.S. congregations, with conservatives departing over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the question is whether the church can avert a similar outcome elsewhere in the world. The issue is particularly acute in Africa, home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the U.S. and a bastion of conservatism. Most African bishops favor staying in the denomination for now, but other voices are calling for regional conferences to disaffiliate. The UMC is set to hold its general conference in North Carolina next week. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill adjusting a measure that allows parents to challenge inappropriate books in public schools. Atheist activists have been using the law to challenge the Bible and the dictionary. The amendment DeSantis signed limits challenges to parents with kids in school who can demonstrate that the book in question actually harms their children. This is SRN News. Attorneys for BNSF Railway are in court.
The lawyers told Montana that the railroad should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of an asbestos-contaminated Montana town. Railroad attorney Chad Knight said the W.R. Grace Mining Company did not tell them that the vermiculite it was hauling around the country was dangerous. The town of Libby, Montana, is among the deadliest sites in the federal Superfund pollution program. The estates of the deceased plaintiffs say dust from a rail yard caused their death. The jury met briefly Friday and planned to resume deliberations on Monday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 21st. It's the 112th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1649, the Maryland Toleration Act, providing for freedom of religion for all Christians, was passed by the Maryland Assembly. And on this date in 1976, clinical trials of the swine flu vaccine began. This is SRN News.